Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is The All Local.
I'm J. Scott Smith, and here's what's happening right now. A large crowd of relatives and neighbors in Bridgeton, New Jersey came together to pray for Dulce Alves, who's been missing since Monday in a reported abduction. Here's KYW's Pat Toddy.
Jackie Rodriguez organized Saturday night's vigil. It was packed with people all praying that Dulce Alves would be reunited with her family.
That whoever has her decides to release her, to drop her off anywhere. Drop her off somewhere in public so she can come back.
Police have searched tirelessly this week for the little girl, but so far have had few leads. Meanwhile, in Chester County, tempers flared at a public meeting recently in Devon, discussing what community members see as an unpleasant surprise, that a facility there will house dozens of undocumented migrant children. Here's KYW's Andrew Kramer, who was there.
The Easttown Township Board of Supervisors had their hands full trying to calm down the neighbors who showed up. To say they aren't pleased Devereaux is turning their Highland Avenue facility into a shelter for children separated from their families.
Now, there is no firm move-in date for the children. Among residents' concerns are the lack of transparency and the fear of runaways. Back in Philadelphia, the city is spending millions of dollars each year on police overtime. Here's KYW crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson.
The Philadelphia Police Department averages about $60 million a year in overtime for events like the Mummers Parade or the 4th of July concert. But a third of the OT is spent on cops testifying in court.
It was always around $20 million.
Harvey Rice is executive director for PICA, which is a financial oversight agency for the city. He says they tracked overtime in court during the fiscal year of 2018.
Now, the group suggests that the city focus on this issue during police contract negotiations next year. And in New Jersey, the Garden State wants to take the lead in providing offshore wind-based electricity. State utility regulators have approved a plan to do just that near Atlantic City. Here's KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden.
The New Jersey Board of Public Utilities has approved a bid by Denmark-based Ørsted, which is planning to build an 1,100-megawatt wind farm 15 miles off the coast of Atlantic City to use the closed Oyster Creek nuclear plant as a means to connect into the regional power grid.
Now, the plan is looking at potential hookup sites, two of them to be exact, one in Atlantic City and the other just outside of Ocean City. And an eighth grader from Harleysville has won a spot in an elite National Science Fair for a trap she designed to catch those pesky spotted lantern flies. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert caught up with the young scientist.
14-year-old Rachel Berge and her family had tried wrapping the 80-some maple trees on her property with those yellow sticky tape traps, but she says they found a few problems. Other beneficial insects got stuck on the tape, so she says she started watching the bugs and noticed something.
They want to go up and not down. Once I discovered that, I was like, oh, wait, I'll create a little barrier.
Her trap uses tin foil around a tree to lead bugs into a netting that takes them out. She says she's applied for a patent, but acknowledges there's a lot that needs to be done before it can be marketed. And that's the All Local. I'm J. Scott Smith. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play KYW News Radio.